Welcome back to the Mina Kimes Show featuring Lenny, the only NFL podcast where one of the hosts has never been slapped with the tag. He just wears it around his neck. That's Lenny. I'm Mina Kimes. And I am here, once again, joined ahead of free agency by my friend of the show, guy who ranked every single free agent or the top 100 free agents, I believe.
Top 100.
Top 100. Okay. Dan Pizzuto, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's always nice to be able to get on the show at a very fun time when a lot of things are happening. We're supposed to be previewing free agency, but it kind of feels like free agency started happening before we started recording. So there's always a lot going on in that little time after the combine. So we're jumping headfirst into this.
Yeah, before we get to, today we're going to talk about some of the biggest free agents who are available and maybe discuss some possible destinations, kind of set the table for this. But news has been breaking. There's a few stories that I want to get to, some of which broke today. I haven't had a chance to talk about the Deebo Samuel trade, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. A couple things have been happening with the Rams. But first, the thing I wanted to address with you is it's not really about free agency. It's more about rewarding your own. News broke not long ago that the Eagles are giving Saquon Barkley what is being described as a two-year, $41 million contract extension, making him the first $20 million a year running back.